We became world vision before 1960. During the 1950s, we began to ship our equipment around the world. From a glamour point of view, we shipped one of our petroleum solvent dry cleaning units to the Taj Mahal Hotel in Bombay, India. And that in turn ended up with a sale to Shepherd's Hotel in Cairo. Ship me somewhere east of Suez, as Kipling said. I would certainly need to speak of one of our more remarkable distributors, a young man who came out of World War II as a lieutenant commander in the Navy. At the end of World War II, he had determined in his own mind that if the United States ever went to war again, it would be with the Soviet Union. So he spent his GI Bill of Rights allowance on a course in Russian language and attended 1,000 hours of Russian language training at the Berlitz schools in Los Angeles and became tremendously proficient. He acquired a typewriter with a Russian keyboard. He became so expert he could teach Russian himself. In the mid-1950s, he arranged to go to Russia. The final act of it was that it was 1957. He sold to the Soviet Union the first quick service laundry installation that country had ever purchased. He went over there, talked their language, met the commissars, hobnobbed with them, gave them expensive presents, later brought delegations of them to America, visited his principals, including Hammond Machinery Company. But that got him and us worldwide publicity and renown.